It's time to tune in for Eye of the Tigers. I'm your co-host, Peyton.
And I'm your co-host, Caitlin. And we are here to talk about all things athletics, academics, and truly anything under the sun.
Let's get it started.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Eye of the Tigers. We have a very, very special episode planned for you today. So, as we all know, Halloween is literally tomorrow. But I guess when this comes out, it'll have been yesterday. But we have a very special Halloween episode planned.
Woo!
Spooky.
Yes. So exciting.
Yeah. Okay. So, just to kick things off, Caitlin, how are we feeling about Halloween? What are your thoughts on it?
I personally love Halloween because, well, okay, so my birthday is November 1st. And it's actually funny because I was born in Indiana, and the time difference from Indiana to Texas, okay, so let me explain it. In Indiana, I was born at, like, what, 11? Or, no, like, 1 in the morning or something.
Okay.
So, if you convert that to Texas time, I was, like, born on Halloween. Whoa. In Texas. It's kind of weird, kind of hard to explain.
Dude, that's crazy.
I was, right? But I really lived in Texas all of my life. I mean, I was kind of just born here, and then I went back to Texas. But, anywho, I've grown up having, like, Halloween birthday parties, and that's when my parents would usually throw our parties and have everyone over, so we would have all the fun, like, Halloween games and all dress up and stuff.
So fun.
So that was always super exciting. And then it would always be me and my twin, and we'd, you know, be partying together.
Oh.
So I love Halloween. Yeah.
Yeah. No,
what about you, Peyton?
I am not the biggest Halloween fan.
Okay.
I'm going to be so honest. I think I liked it a lot more when I was little because I got to dress up and put on a fun little costume, and I got to go get a bunch of candy and, like, hang out with all my family and stuff like that. But I really don't do well with horror.
Yeah.
Like, I've maybe seen 2 horror movies in my entire life. Like, I don't do horror nights. I don't do haunted houses. I don't do any of that. And the entire appeal of Halloween when you're older is, like, horror.
Yeah.
Because you don't get to go trick-or-treating anymore.
The haunted houses and stuff.
Yeah. So, basically, the main draw of the holiday, I despise. Like, whenever I get scared, like, I cry. Like, just fear cry. It's terrible. So I am definitely not the biggest Halloween person. Okay. I don't hate it.
Yeah.
As long as I avoid anything that's scary.
That's so valid. True.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like, growing up, like, having that party where it wasn't very scary, I didn't have, like, encounters, but, you know, you'd go trick-or-treating and see those scary people trying to scare little children. Like, that did scar me at times, you know? Like, freaky Michael Myers characters, like, which I'm glad I haven't seen any on campus so far.
Girl, don't jinx it.
But, yeah, that, you know, that can be scary at times.
Yeah, I still remember this one time we went trick-or-treating, and so, you know how sometimes people will have, like, the bowls of candy outside of their house? So, this particular house had the bowl of candy, and it was, like, sitting in the lap of a scarecrow. And the scarecrow was not a fake scarecrow.
Oh, my gosh.
It was indeed a real person. And, you know, little 8-year-old Peyton, I don't even know what I was dressed as that year. It was probably Hermione Granger. And I roll up. I'm all excited to grab my candy. And all of a sudden, he jump scares me, and I will literally never forget that. I've been scarred for life ever since.
That's oh my gosh. Yeah. That is really sad.
It was rough.
Like, you know, they should be able to see that it's a little child. And, like, don't move.
Pick,
like,
your battles.
Like, move whenever there's, like, a teenager or an adult that's trying to get the candy. But, like, young children, no.
Like, preying on an 8-year-old is just a different level. Right. And I was just like,
for what?
Why? What did I do to deserve this? Because I'm just a girl. Like, it was rough. But, you know, we made it through. But, yeah, those are my thoughts on Halloween. It's definitely fun. Like, I enjoy the aspect of dressing up and, like, hanging out with your friends and, like, all that stuff, but I just don't do horror.
Yeah. Valid. Yeah. So valid.
Yeah.
No horror for Peyton.
Absolutely not. You heard it here on the pod. It's bad. Alrighty. Well, Caitlin, what are you dressing up as for Halloween this year?
So, last week, whenever we got together as a softball team, I dressed up as, like, a dark fairy. So I had that outfit idea. You know, I really wanted to be, like, a boxer this year.
Oh, and, like, my God. That would
like,
be so good.
Put, like, a fake arm sleeve of tattoos on.
Stop.
But
that would
I
be
did,
awesome.
I didn't get the costume, though, so that was really sad. It's so okay. That'll be next year.
It's okay. You already have a costume for next year.
Yeah, exactly. So it's perfect. Or I'll be Coraline next year.
Oh,
one of those
that would
two.
Eat, too.
Yeah. But I have another idea. I actually... In ZG, we have a costume closet, so I found, like a blue dress that could possibly be used for, like, Cinderella. So,
ooh.
I have that for another possible Halloween idea
okay,
if
girl.
I need to dress up again. So,
yeah,
what about you?
There you go. Last week, we were Men in Black with our PC, which was really fun.
Love.
And then a couple of my friends and I dressed up as characters from Night at the Museum. So, I was Larry Daly, who is the security guard. And then my friends were Jedediah, Octavius, and then Ackerman Ra. And it was so much fun. We loved it. And I was so comfy all night. I was wearing shorts and a windbreaker and a t-shirt. And I was like, this is the greatest
That's
experience
perfect.
Of my life.
That is so perfect.
But yeah, it was a lot of fun. And then I was going to be Steven Nedorosic, the pommel horse guy from the Olympics.
Yes!
But I don't know if it's going to work out this weekend.
Oh, hopefully.
Because I'm going to Taylor Swift on Saturday.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Are you, what time is it on Saturday?
I want to say it's at like 7.
Are you going, are they early?
Duh.
Yep.
Because Gracie Abrams is opening for Taylor.
No way.
Yep. So literally my two favorite artists in the same show in the same night. So
that's
I
amazing.
Definitely want to be there for a Gracie set. I'm really excited. I think it's going to be fun.
That's going to be so fun.
Dude, I'm actually going to have the time of my life.
I wonder if she'll bring on any other special guests. I saw she brought Sabrina Carpenter.
She brought on Sabrina last week.
Yeah, and I was like, hello?
Why could this happen when I was there?
Right?
It is the last stop on the U.S. tour.
Mm-hmm.
So my guess is she's going to pull out all the stops.
I was going to say.
For all three nights in Indy. Especially because Indy is, like, welcoming her with such open arms.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's going to be good.
Woo!
I love Taylor
Swift. I'm excited. It'll be good.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm also excited.
Well, hopefully you have loads of fun.
That is the goal.
Do you have any bracelets made?
Oh my God. My sister and I were a friendship bracelet factory during fall break.
Yes.
I have so many.
Okay,
I need to like get on my grind and make more before Saturday, but we're getting there.
Is your sister flying up here?
No, I'm going by myself, but.
Okay. I mean, but you get to see Taylor.
So. But I get to go, and that's all I care about, so.
Yay.
All right. Anyways, back to the Halloween episode.
Yeah.
Quick Taylor Swift break, which
I mean,
always fine by me.
Yeah.
Do you have any fun memories from Halloween, like when you were a kid?
Fun memories. I would definitely just say from like my birthday parties.
Yeah.
There's this one game we did where my mom and dad like stood straight, and then you wrap the toilet paper around them to make the mummy. So it was like a competition. That was always so much fun.
Yeah.
And then we would, like, decorate Halloween cookies sometimes.
That's so cute.
And then we'd do, like, the apple bob thing, which is disgusting.
That scares
now.
Me.
Yeah.
I will never do it.
Right? It's a little... it's, like, grody, but also, like, how do you, like... You know? Like, grabbing a freaking apple that's, like, in water with your... Like, it's so...
Yeah.
Anyhow.
I think the key is you're supposed to, like, push it against the bottom of the bucket.
Bottom. Or, like, the side or something.
Yeah, but I just
Bottom
won't...
Side.
I can't willingly submerge my face in water and, like, try not to breathe.
Yeah. Yeah.
While also simultaneously trying to grab an apple. Like, no. No, thank you.
Right?
That's actually my nightmare.
Those games are so much fun. Like, just the random, like, Halloween things. Oh, my Lanta. There was one time my parents set up a room... in the back of our house, turn the lights off, and they had these stations where you'd, like, stick your hand into, like, an unknown, like, area. Mind you, this was, like, before that box challenge was, like, popular. This is when we were, like, 6 years old.
Uh-huh.
So, like, there weren't, like, YouTube videos where it was, like, guess what's inside the box. No. This was before that.
Oh, no.
And stick our hands in. We all like mushy and gushy, and you'd be like, ew, it's like jello and stuff, but it'd be like, that was a human brain.
No, but like at 6 years old, that is terrifying.
Right?
I mean, at 19 years old, that is terrifying. Like, what if there's a snake in there?
Right?
Or a spider.
Or
whenever something weird.
Because I started watching those, like, on YouTube quite a bit. I don't know if it was on, like, BuzzFeed or something. But it was a few years ago, and I was like, I would just get so, like, scared and paranoid. What's in the box?
Yeah.
Like, ugh. Anyhow.
Dude, what's in the box? I can't do it. Like.
Yeah.
Especially if it's, like, somebody that you're, like, good friends with, and you just know is gonna mess with you, too. Like, no, I'm not putting my hand in the mystery
box.
Not
here for it. Not here for it.
No, thank you.
It's, yeah, no. Ugh.
Oof. Scary stuff.
Yeah, freaky. Maybe we'll bring that to the softball team.
Oh, my God. Team bonding. Yeah, what's team in the box?
Oh, my God. That'd be crazy.
We'll just put rubber snakes.
Yeah.
Only rubber snakes. That would be hilarious.
Anywho, what are your fave, like, memories? Not, obviously not going to see the scarecrow.
Oh, most definitely not. I think there's not really, like, one in particular, but so we have some family friends that we've known since I was little. Like, my older brother was friends with, one of his friends, and then my older sister was friends with his little sister, so we would just go over to their house every year for Halloween, literally every single year, and we would go trick-or-treating in their neighborhood, and I have such these vivid memories of, like, coming back from trick-or-treating, and we all get into the living room, and we would all dump out our, like, candy bins and sort them by candy, and then we would barter, like, we would trade candies, and everybody had their own, like, little candy shop, and they'd be like, do you want a Reese's? I'll take your Skittles. And you would, like, trade until you, like,
were satisfied.
Felt like you had completed your dream Halloween candy mix.
I love that.
And, like, I just think about that all the time. And I'm like, that was epic stuff.
What would you try and hog? Like, what candy was your fave?
I mean, I guess right now, like, if I were to do it now, I would definitely go for Milky Way and Skittles.
Yes.
I think when I was little, I really just ate anything and everything. I feel like I remember having an affinity for Reese's. I would always try and pawn off the Twizzlers. I didn't want those.
Oh, no.
Those would get traded immediately for quite literally anything that I could get them for. Blow Pops.
Mm-hmm.
I loved me some Blow Pops.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty much any candy that wasn't a Twizzler, I was
Twizzlers, and then I do not like Almond Joys.
Oh, no.
So I would get rid of those.
Oh, yeah. So. Those got traded.
Like, no.
Yeah. Milk Duds, I would always try and trade for Milk Duds.
Oh.
And if I had Milk Duds already in my basket, those were off limits. They were never getting traded.
Aren't those, like, the chocolate things and they have, like, caramel inside or something?
I don't know if it's caramel. They just, like, stick to your teeth.
Yeah. Like, very sticky.
Yeah.
And it's, like, circled, like, tiny.
Yep.
Okay.
But
okay.
I eat them up every single time. Every single time.
But we love it.
Oh, man. What's your favorite Halloween candy?
Favorite Halloween candy? Okay, it's only really come up the past, like, or the last few years I went Halloween, like, trick-or-treating, and it was the Hershey's Cookies and Cream. But,
yes.
Like, I really love
that
those.
That is so valid.
But it would always be so rare to get them, just because they're not, like, the regular Hershey's.
Yeah.
Those are my favorite.
If you got
I
a Hershey's
so
Cookies
much.
And Cream, like, you were the chosen one.
Right? Like, so good.
Yeah.
Everyone, or I feel like a lot of people are like, you know, it has, like, white chocolate in it, and they beef on white chocolate. So
I don't know why people, like, hate white chocolate.
I love white chocolate.
It's actually my favorite of all the chocolates.
And they're like, it's not even chocolate. I'm like, I don't care. It's good.
I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to enjoy it more for me. Thank you very much.
Right? Right?
I am a white chocolate lover till the day that I die.
Yeah.
It's
delish.
Amazing. 10 out of 10. Would recommend.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah, if you hate on white chocolate, you personally are hating on Caitlin and I. So
yeah.
That's not very nice of you.
Rude.
How dare you?
I always try and do, like, the, like, I can't do it. Rude.
I'm confused.
Like, you know, whenever you add, like, the.
I'm so confused right now.
Oh, the rolling your R's.
Oh.
Rolling your R's.
Yes.
I was trying to do that with saying rude.
Rude.
Yes. I never can, though. I always try, but it doesn't work.
I feel like something that my high school Spanish teacher, I've always been able to roll my R's, but my high school Spanish teacher would tell the people that couldn't roll their R's in our class to say the word pudding. Over and over again. And so, like, when you're, like, where your tongue moves in your mouth to, like, do the duh, uh-huh. like the pudding sound, if you, like, you do that over and over again, that's kind of where you would need to go to be able to roll your R's.
Okay, I'll try it after the podcast.
Yeah.
I don't want to,
like... just going to train. Actually, for the rest of this episode, Caitlin's just going to say pudding.
Yeah, I'm just going to... That's going to be my response every time.
Yeah.
I love it.
Oh, man. Speaking of pudding and natural segue here, do you have any conspiracy theories that you like?
Yeah, so we have prepared some conspiracy theories for this specific spooky episode. I almost said Sister Spooky episode.
Hey, Sister Spooky episode works too.
Oh, my gosh. Flashback to the Sister Squad.
Oh, my God. R.I.P. the Sister Squad.
Right?
I would actually pay so much money to know what happened to them.
You know, conspiracy theory is... What happened to that? Oh, my gosh. I just made that up on the spot.
Like, oh, my God.
What the heck?
I actually would sell my left kidney to know what happened to the Sister Squad.
I also just missed the Dolan twins.
Yeah.
Like, it's really sad.
But it's like such a good era of the internet.
Right? Oh, my Lanta. I watched one of their videos the other day. It was so good.
Oh, so nostalgic. And, like, Liza Koshy was big during that time.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to think of who else. I don't even know. Miranda Sings.
Just, yeah, it was just overall.
Just a golden age of YouTube.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, yeah. Still good video creators now, but it's different for sure.
It's just not as nostalgic.
Right. Ooh. Okay. Well.
Anyways, what's your conspiracy theory?
I should have made my conspiracy theory why the Sister Spooky Squad, Sister Spooky Squad broke up, but I did not. I actually saw this conspiracy theory, on Instagram the other day. It was on the Kelly Clarkson show with Anne Hathaway. And
oh my God.
It's the conspiracy theory that Anne Hathaway mm-hmm. is the wife of Shakespeare who has come back.
Whoa.
Yeah. So,
bro, what?
T, Anne Hathaway's husband, which I'm blanking on his name, he looks like Shakespeare. He really does.
Are you serious?
And... So they were talking about it, and it was stated that Shakespeare told his wife that in the life that they were in, so whenever they were Shakespeare
in... Yeah, what, the 1600s?
Yeah, that he would be more famous, but whenever they came back, she would be more famous, and Anne Hathaway is more famous than her husband.
Okay, now, that's wild.
Which is crazy. I think people also talk about, like, how Anne Hathaway doesn't seem to be aging. Which,
no, she literally has not aged in the last 20 years.
She's gorgeous.
She's beautiful.
Like, literally. And I'll pull up a picture in a sec to show you, like, the differences between them. But if you're listening to this podcast now, you should definitely look and see the similarities. But, yeah, I saw that on the Kelly Clarkson show. And Anne Hathaway, I don't know if she was playing into it or not, but she definitely looked uncomfortable. Like, she was, like, a little suspicious, so I was like, oh.
What are you hiding, Anne Hathaway?
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Yeah. So,
oh, my God.
Yeah, there's some fun, like, topics with that. I'm trying to see. Yeah, reincarnation of the couple.
Mm.
Fun fact, they wed in 1582.
Holy Anne Hathaway?
Yeah. Okay.
That's insane.
Well, yeah, so that's my conspiracy theory.
Okay.
So I'm going to pull them up real fast. And
okay.
You can start talking
okay,
about
Okay, well, speaking yours. Of celebrities coming back, I am fully convinced that Eminem has been replaced by an Illuminati clone. Like, when I tell you, I think it probably happened. So he released the Eminem Show, and then he released Curtain Call. Right? Mm-hmm. Those were, like, his big albums. The Eminem Show was, like, definitely probably his biggest album.
Mm-hmm.
But then he released Relapse and Recovery. And I am fairly certain that it's either... I think Recovery was the second one. Whichever album that Cinderella Man is on, I want to say it's Recovery.
Mm-hmm.
That
I'm not sure.
was the end of Eminem. I think Eminem got I don't know, the Illuminati stole him. They put him in some lab or something like that.
Drama.
And he is either dead or he is missing, and there's an Illuminati clone. Because ever since, like, Relapse, Recovery, that era, his music is completely different. Like, his lyrics, not as good. His voice, low-key, sounds different. And, like, his music has definitely, I feel like, taken more of, like, less of a turn in the, like, down on his luck, like, rap. And now it's just kind of like he just says random stuff. When, like, early Eminem, he had a message. He had motivation. He was trying to get out of this trailer park, okay? Mm-hmm. And then he stopped working with Dr. Dre and got replaced by an Illuminati clone. Because, also, if you look at Eminem, when, like, he was first starting and when the Eminem show came out and, like, all of that stuff, and you look at him now, he looks completely different. It's, like, totally, like, a different face shape, different structure, like... It is wild. And there was a clip of him performing a song, like, from a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he just sounds different. Like, his voice is not the same.
Oh, my God.
It's wild. And I'm like, this is what Freaky. Happened to his music. Because, like, it doesn't make sense to me that this person that is, like, such a good artist's music would just take a turn. But he looks totally different. I'm like, it's weird. But yeah.
Mm.
Illuminati clone. Eminem. You heard it here.
You know, I will say, in talking about clones, I didn't look into much, but whenever I was looking at conspiracy theories, I saw something similar about Avril Lavigne? Avril Lavigne.
Really?
Yeah. So, I don't know, though. It just looked like she got some Botox in her face.
Oh, okay.
So, I was like,
Yeah. I think people say that Kanye West is also a clone. I don't know.
You know, that, not about Kanye West, but Eminem. That is really spooky.
Dude, I'm telling you.
Like.
I'm telling you it's real.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Another one of my conspiracy theories. This one's a Peyton original, guys. So I firmly believe that the It's a Small Ride world at Disneyland and the It's a Small World song hypnotizes people.
You know, I went on that whenever I went to Disney. Like. What, a few weeks ago?
Oh, my God.
I literally went there.
Okay, I don't know what it's like at Disney World. Because Disney World is, like, a different entity to me because I went to Disney World when
so
I was two. So I don't remember it at all. But I have been to Disneyland.
Explain Disneyland.
A bunch of times. So when you think of Disneyland and, like, you think of music, you think of It's a Small World.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that song is catchy as heck. You go on that ride, and then it's stuck in your head for the rest of the day, and there's nothing you can do about it. You walk up to the ride. It's already playing on the speakers.
Yeah.
And so at Disneyland, they have this, like, castle kind of thing for, like, It's a Small World.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this little clock, and he's got, like, a creepy-looking face.
Oh.
And it goes back and forth, and it's just like...
Like, at the beginning?
Yes. This is while you're in line. And so, like, sometimes you're in line for a good long while, so you just hear this, like, ticking back and forth. Hypnosis. And it's also, like, moving side to side, and it's like a big circle. And then, so you get on the ride, and then It's a Small World is playing over and over and over.
Right.
And they're in the ride, there are, like, all these circular motions and, like, things moving around in circles and, like, moving back and forth and, like, all this stuff. And I'm like, this is literally what hypnosis is. They use wheels and, like, weird ticking noises. And then when you're on the ride, it starts singing the song, like, in all these different languages because
mm-hmm.
you go through, like, all the different worlds.
Yeah.
How am I supposed to know that in these different languages it's singing It's a Small World?
Uh-huh.
What if they're hypnotizing me and, like, sending me subliminal messages in all these different languages that I don't know? And then, if you listen to the song backwards, yeah, this is, like, one of my family's, like, favorite conspiracy theory. We have, like, dove into this. If you listen to the song backwards, I don't remember exactly what it says, but it's, like, something along the lines of, like, Walt is alive, or, like,
no.
It has something to do with, like, Walt Disney. And it is... terrifying. And, like, just listening to the song backwards,
so
like, it's creepy. But, so, basically,
we need to look that up after. I need to listen to it.
Yeah. Basically, my theory is that It's a Small World hypnotizes you to, like, keep coming back to Disneyland and, like, spending your money and giving your money to Disneyland.
That is spooky.
Yeah. Like, I, like, about cried the first time I heard the song backwards because it freaked me out so much.
I'm literally probably going to cry then, too.
It
oh
was
my
wild.
Gosh, I'm scared now. Well, have you seen, like, talking about, like, the Walt is alive? Have you seen conspiracy theories about him, like, I don't know, he's in some capsule.
Don't people say he's frozen?
Frozen something? That's some drama.
Yeah.
he's waiting for the time to come.
He's waiting for his perfect moment to get out of his cryotherapy box or whatever it is.
Ugh.
I don't even know, man.
What?
I feel like Disney has some dark secrets. Like,
oh, yeah.
There is so much to unpack there. Like, people think there's a real skull in the Pirates of the Caribbean ride at Disneyland. Like, a real human skull.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, my Lanta.
Yeah.
That's scary. You know, I really want to go to Disneyland to see, like, the parallels between Disney World and Disneyland.
I
want
to go to Disney World.
Yeah. Like, I mean, how you described It's a Small World, it does sound similar, but I do not remember the clock.
Yeah. The clock is... He's creepy looking. Have you ever been to Chi Chi's Pizzeria? Do you have those near you?
No.
Okay. Well, there's this pizza chain in California called Chi Chi's, and, like, the logo is some, like, weird-looking face thing. So I was going to compare it to the Chi Chi's logo, but you don't know what that is.
Is it, like, the cat thing? Like, the black cat? Or is that...
Mm-mm.
No, because...
It's just, like,
I think
weird...
I think that's from a movie.
It's actually. Just, like, a weird face. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, that's scary.
Crazy stuff.
Ooh!
Yeah.
Okay.
Live, laugh, love.
Live, laugh, love. Gotta be... If I go to Disneyland, I'll be, I'll keep my head up and make sure I'm, you know.
Not getting hypnotized?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That ride is long, too. So, like.
That's another thing.
And it's slow.
It's like 15 minutes long.
Yeah.
Why am I on that ride for as long as I am, if not right? to hypnotize me?
Right.
And, like, low-key, when you go on Small World, you don't go until it's kind of the end of the day and you're really tired.
That was one of the last ones we did.
And you want a break because you want to sit down for a while.
Yeah.
So, like, your brain is not... like, fully functioning because you're exhausted from the day, making you more susceptible to the hypnotization.
Oh, my Lanta.
I'm telling you.
Wow.
I'm telling you. This is real. This is real stuff.
Have you seen anything on YouTube of people, like, having the same idea?
I've definitely seen people on YouTube, like, because to, like, listen to Small World backwards, I, like, looked up a YouTube video.
Yeah.
So, like, everybody in the comments was, like, saying how weird it was, like, that it sounded like what it sounded like backwards.
Ooh.
I don't know if I've heard anybody talk about hypnosis
okay.
in Small World, but there's definitely, like, some weird discourse about the song.
Yeah.
And Walt Disney.
Mm-hmm. Oof. Spooky.
Yeah.
Hearing stories like that, it really does freak me out.
It's terrifying.
You know, like...
Like, ghost stories, anything like that, like...
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-uh. Like, I've heard way too many stories about East College and...
Really?
Like, paranormal encounters.
I've heard some stuff, but nothing too crazy.
It's scary.
I luckily haven't had any paranormal things happen.
Me either. I also have maybe been into East College, like, 3 or 4 times, so...
Oh, my... 2 times last year, me and a friend went there... At night, just to walk around, we went up to, like, the 3rd floor, and it was the scariest thing ever.
Oh, no.
I was like, why am I doing this to myself?
East College at night actually sounds...
It's so scary.
Like, the most terrifying experience.
It's so scary.
Like, I can barely
and
even do,
so
like,
dark.
The library at night.
Yeah, right?
Let alone East College.
Ooh, yeah. 10 out of 10, don't recommend, because you will get scared.
Yeah. And probably, what's the word, possessed by a ghost.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have any other conspiracy theories?
I don't think I have any other conspiracy theories, but I did want to. I was going to talk about something scary that's happened to me, but I think I'm just going to tell a scary story that's, like, very short that
okay.
my family says all the time.
Okay, let's hear it.
Ready? In the dark, dark forest, there was a dark, dark house. And in the dark, dark house, there was a dark, dark bedroom. And in the dark, dark bedroom, there was a dark, dark closet. And in the dark, dark closet, there was a ghost. Boo! That's it.
Spooky.
Hey, that was kind of like a hypnosis.
Yeah.
It was very...
Honestly, like, low-key, next time I can't sleep, I might just play that section of the pod. And it'll help me go to sleep.
Hey, you know what? I literally always forget about it, but I cannot believe I made that, like, meditation video last year.
Oh, my
year,
God.
That podcast.
That's crazy.
I literally can't believe I did that.
I forgot you
that
did
was
that.
Funny.
Yeah.
Because I had to come up with, like, a podcast idea, and I was like, meditation.
Okay, guided meditation.
Yeah, but anywho, Love that it. That story's been in the fam for a while.
There you go. I liked it.
It's very simple.
I liked it, personally.
Nothing too crazy.
It's way better than the stuff my dad used to tell us.
Oh.
My God. My dad used to tell us this story about, like, some golden arm. It's about, like, this guy that lost his golden arm. And, like, he would, like, go around and be like, have you seen my golden arm? And then at the very end of the story, he would, like, because he would go through it. I don't remember all the exact stories because I've low-key blocked it out because it used to scare me so bad. At the very end of the story, he would, like, jump scare you and yell, like, you got it! And, like, throw his hands at you, like, just, like, and it was, like, oh, my God. As I said, I don't like horror.
Yeah.
So, yeah, scary stuff. Live, laugh, love. Anyways, are we ready? Are we ready for the question of the week?
Yes.
Okay. So today's question of the week, also Halloween themed. If you were in a horror movie, do you think you would make it to the end? Like, would you survive? And if not, at what point in the movie do you think you would die?
I want to say I could possibly live the entire time, but I feel like I'd be like the, there's like three of us left. I'd probably be the like third or second person to die. So like there'd be somebody ahead of me that would, you know, survive. But I feel like, you know, it's hard because in most scary movies they're dumb and they go towards the sound. Like, I would just start driving away from there, but then it's like, then if you're possessed it keeps following you, so there's all kinds of, you know, things that could make it more difficult. But I would say I would not be the last person to survive, but I'd almost make it.
Okay. You would like die within like in the last 20 minutes of the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd make most of the movie.
Yeah.
Which would be good.
I like to think that I would be smart enough to not go to the creepy noises, and I would run away from these things because, again, I run away at any sight of horror. Yeah. But I don't think I would make it to the end of the movie. I think I would die about midway through the movie because I think I would just be like going about my normal life and like would get caught off guard. And then if I was in a situation in which like whatever Michael Myers type situation was happening, I would like get paralyzed out of fear. And
that's so real.
I wouldn't be able to defend myself. So like, I don't think I would die through like stupidity or mistakes of my own. I just would physically not be able to move when the person like came, and I feel like that usually happens about halfway through the movie. So I think that's when I would kick the bucket.
Okay, that was a good question.
Yeah, thank you.
That was like, but I think that's so valid.
Yeah, I think
you got to be very lucky to survive by the end.
You have to like have everything aligned,
right?
And I mean, you also have to have plot armor. Yeah. But I don't think I would have plot armor. One of my friends in high school actually wrote a paper about plot armor.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's
crazy
amazing.
Stuff. Yeah. Maybe that's the title of the episode. Plot armor.
Yeah. That's good.
There we go. If the episode is not titled Plot Armor, then just ignore everything we just said.
Yes.
But that's probably the title of the episode.
Yeah. Yeah. Love it.
Alrighty. Anyways, thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the pod.
Yes.
Spooky Halloween
spooky.
Episode. All right. Well, hopefully we'll see you next time. And as always, stay tuned in, Tigers.